Now, before we get into actually developing the voice, let's take a little side tangent into theory so that we know what we're going after. Basically, how throat singing works is that you're taking your normal voice and you're constricting your throat to change the tonal character of your voice. Normally, in a sound, you have the pitch that you're singing, and then on top of that is layered what is known as harmonics. Those are all multiples of the frequency at which you're singing. If you take a sound wave, you can make a mathematical representation of that. That's what's known as hertz or cycles per second. So, for instance, if you're singing a pitch that happens to be 220 hertz, which is like a low A note, at all the multiples above that, there are harmonics. So at, 220 times 2, at 440, there's a harmonic. Then at 220 times 3, 660 hertz, there's another harmonic. And these go all the way up until they're past our range of hearing. Now, normally in a sound, these harmonics just kind of color the tone, make it seem bassier or thinner. That's how you distinguish different vowels, is the difference in the harmonic content of the voice, is what makes those vowels sound differently to our ears. So with throat singing, what you're doing is with that constriction, you're changing the balance between the pitch you're singing and all those harmonics. And in your normal voice, the pitch you're singing is very loud compared to those harmonics. When you constrict your voice, what you're doing is bringing the level of that main pitch you're singing down so that it's about at the same level as all those other harmonics. Then, through using your base of your tongue and different things, you're creating little harmonic filters, little acoustic filters in the airway. And these filters you can tune by changing the shape of them so that they are in tune with one of the harmonics, that the resonant frequency of that little chamber is what one of those harmonics is. Then, when that happens, that causes that harmonic to become even louder. So, suddenly, this harmonic pops out louder than everything else. And that's how you get that illusion of two notes at the same time. Really, you're just singing one note. But through the filtering of your voice, you're making it sound like you're singing two or even sometimes three or four notes at the same time. So that's basically the science behind throat singing.